Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Howe. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Ruse. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jerry Ruse. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jose Morales. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Blair. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dennis Blair. And now, play ball. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sanguilan takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sanguilan moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stargell strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Pirates. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Zisk hits a line drive into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Randolph fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foote for a passed ball. Howe moves to second. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howe moves to third. One out. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mackinnon takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Parker reaches second base with a double. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Art Howe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howe is 0 for 1 in the game. Howe hits a pop-up towards short. Foley catches it and throws to second to double up Parker. The throw to first to get Zisk, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howe juggles the ball. That's an error on Howe. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Randolph hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruse is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Ruse reaches second base with a double. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Ruse moves to third. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares takes first base on ball 4. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to home to get Ruse. Tavares moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive towards first. Morales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foote takes first base on ball 4. Jim Cox pinch hits for Dennis Blair. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Parker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howe fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Manguel is 0-for-2 in the game. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruse fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howe is 0 for 2 in the game. Howe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 0 for 2 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Ruse batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ruse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ruse bunts towards the mound. Sherman fields it and throws to first for the out. Randolph moves to second. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tavares hits a pop-up towards first. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mackinnon hits a line drive into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanguillan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sanguillan strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Oliver moves to third. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Parker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morales scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parker for the out. Two outs. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Richie Zisk. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howe is 0 for 3 in the game. Howe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Howe reaches second base with a double. Oliver scores. Stargell scores. Delone goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Pirates. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Randolph strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Robinson now playing left field. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Breeden takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Breeden moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randolph reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manguel is 0 for 3 in the game. Manguel strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ruse strikes out. 1 out. Frank Tavares batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tavares is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sanguilan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sanguilan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Oliver is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mackinnon strikes out. 2 outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howe fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates 6, and Montreal Expos 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.